The A to Z of fandom. Harnessing the power of fans to make world-changing brands. By Matt Hart. Firstly, gratitude. Heartfelt thanks to everyone who helped me learn and grow fandom. Here's to creating fans of a better future for all. Forward, as read by Matt Hart's AI-trained voice.
Future fans will first be fans of a better future, then those honestly helping to deliver it. The A to Z of fandom distills 20 plus years of pioneering fan and brand innovation with global leaders, from American Idol, BBC and Cisco, to Spotify, UNICEF and Warner Music. It's for business and brand owners seeking advantage through harnessing the power of fans, combining purpose, creativity and sustainability to change your world and ours. It will challenge conventional thinking, stimulate the creative spirits, and inspire brilliant and new transformative ideas and strategies. But first, you must speak the language of fandom, and this is the A to Z. Enjoy. Big love to you and yours. Aroha Nui.
Now, the welcome, how to move through this, and why fans beat customers. You are here because you want fans, not customers. That is the whole game, and it is a far better one to play. What follows is everything Matt has learned, expressed as an A to Z across more than 20 years of building fans for the likes of Radio 1, Sony Music, Spotify, and Warner Music, laid out so you can use it on your own world. There is no timetable here. Move at your own pace. This first handbook teaches you the language of fandom, one idea at a time. The following playbook will take you through how to do it for yourself. Alongside each, there is me, in your ear, and a few tools that turn the reading into your own work. Start with the language. When you can speak fandom, everything else gets easier. Take your time. The depth is the point. Chapter 1. A is for audience. No more customers or consumers. Think audiences, have fans. A is for audience, and everything rests on this first shift. Stop saying customers, stop saying consumers. Those words shrink a living human down to a single moment of transaction. The minute your idea is on every smartphone, your customer could be anyone, anywhere. So picture them differently. Picture an audience, the first ever gig, a few people leaning in, curious about you, or a packed stadium, buzzing to see you again. The ones at the front live and breathe your world. The ones at the back barely know you are there, but they are in the room. Your job is the same as any artist's. What have you got to excite, entertain, and engage them? Where are you taking them, and why? All the world's a stage. Put your brand on it. Next up is B. B is for behavior. Chapter 2. B is for behavior. Demographics are dead. Long live behavior. B is for behavior. Forget age, gender, income, location. Those old labels do not describe anyone anymore, and made-up personas are worse. Fandom begins and ends with what people actually do. 25 years at the coalface has proven the same behavioural spectrum, every time, in every category. This is how we describe the behavioural spectrum, from superfans to those who are definitely not. Fanatics, the superfans who identify with the thing from the inside. Enthusiasts, the early adopters who love to discover and share. Casuals, the socializers, in it for the company more than the thing. And indifference, who only come along when everyone else already has. Those four behaviors are the bones of everything that follows. Learn to see people by what they do, and you will start to see fans where you used to see only customers or consumers. Chapter 3. C is for cone. Map fan behavior against total audience volume, and you get a cone every time. C is for cone, the shape of fandom and the heart of this whole method. Cohn was born at BBC Radio 1 in 2002. They were hemorrhaging listeners, with all the demographic research in the world and no idea why or how to grow. I was brought in to find new fans. The answer turned out to be a better way of seeing the audience. We mapped that spectrum of fan behaviour against the total volume of people, and it drew a shape. A cone on its side, with the pointy end to the left and the wide end to the right. Sharp and narrow meant few people, but fierce devotion. Wide at the other end meant lots of people, but very low engagement, the so-called mass market. Applying this cone at Radio 1 added 5 million new fans over 4 years of amazing creative and impactful work. I have since run cone for music, sport, film, politics, aging, finance, sustainability, and much more. It has worked every single time. Cone is your new pair of audience glasses. Chapter 4. D is for data. Data, data everywhere, and not an insight to be seen. D is for data. Never have organizations held so much of it, and yet shops keep closing and giants keep getting blindsided by some startup they never saw coming. Maybe big data was only ever that big. Because data is just information. The real work is turning information into knowledge you can actually use. And the fastest way to do that is to look at your data through fan behaviors. Run your numbers through the cone and watch insights surface that were hiding in plain sight. The same data suddenly alive because now you are reading it by what people do and how much they care. Do not drown in data. Put the cone lens on it. Chapter 5. E is for empathy. The real advantage is not ideas. It is the empathy to understand others. E is for empathy, and it is the rarest thing in business. For too long, companies have outsourced knowing their audience. However good the agency, that insight arrives second or third hand in a clinical slide deck. You were not there. You did not hear it, see it, feel it. So, when I run fandom, after we cone the audience, we go and meet them. At home, at work, in their lives. For most clients, it is the first time they have ever sat with a real person who has been using their product. And before we go, I have to remind the whole team how to be human again. How to listen, how to flow into co-creation, how to feel when something is true. Because without empathy, there is no insight. Without insight, no heartfelt ideas. And without those, no fans. Chapter 6. F is for fandom. Fandom is understanding fan behavior to grow the biggest possible audience. F is for fandom itself, and it is innovation in two halves. First, the art of understanding how fans behave. Then, applying that understanding to connect your best ideas with the biggest possible audience. Part 1. Map your fandom. Your fanatics, who identify with your purpose. Your enthusiasts, the early adopters who will spread you. Your casuals, happy to be brought along by friends. Your indifference, who join when everyone else has. Part 2. Apply it. Inspire the right ideas for the right people. Know exactly who to co-create and test with. Build strategies to start, grow, and move ideas up the cone. That is it. Understand the behavior, then act on it. Everything in super fandom is those two parts, delivering for your brand, artist, idea, or venture impact. Chapter 7. G is for growth. Growth is igniting your first fans, proving it, and letting insight carry you wider. G is for growth, and in fandom it does not mean buying reach. It means igniting your first true fans and letting them carry you. Start small. Light up the fanatics, the few who will live your thing from the inside. Win with them and prove it. Real early impact, evidence that it works, is what earns you the right to grow. Then go looking for insight, the new truth that shows you where the next fans are, what moves a casual closer, how one fan brings another. Because fandom grows the way a fire spreads. A spark, then it catches, one behaviour lighting the next, up and across the cone. And hold one bigger thought as you grow. Not just volume, but value in the fullest sense. People, planet, the future. Because value, not just numbers, is what makes fans go deeper and spread wider. Done well, growth gives you both. Deeper superfans and wider casual fans. Chapter 8. H is for hypothesis. How does fandom begin? It starts with your best hypothesis. H is for hypothesis, and it is where fandom begins. People from outside entertainment love the idea of having fans, but struggle to picture it for a biscuit, or a bank, or a stick of deodorant. So start here. Three truths. First, fans live their passions, not products. Second, fans love stories, not ads. Third, fans get other fans. So your first move is a guess. A good one. What is it about you that someone could actually become a fan of? Take deodorant. It sells self-confidence by hiding the signs of not having it. But the real purpose is not in the can. It is in the skills and mindset of actually building confidence. Hypothesize that, and a whole world opens up, with the product playing a role inside it. Do not start with the thing. Start with the role it could play. Chapter 9. I is for insight. Fandom gets you to the heart of people, and people to the heart of ideas. I is for insight. Every successful innovation I have worked on happened not just because of the idea, but because of the truth underneath it. The truth that surfaced from real people. Fandom does not deal in what people say they need or want. It deals in what is true. And what is true is that fandom is a spectrum of behaviors that holds whatever your thing is. Once you know those behaviors, name them against your world, and go and meet those audiences face to face, you will have all the insight you need. Because when you open your heart to someone, you cannot help but feel exactly what kind of idea will land for them. Insight is not found in a report. It is felt in real connection with other humans. Chapter 10. J is for jazz. Improv jazz is a kind of magic. It does not happen by design. J is for jazz. Words like customer and consumer pull you straight out of any real human connection. They reduce everything to the transaction and say, I only care about you when you are buying. That is enterprise without soul. And soul is fast becoming the thing fans choose by. Building fandom is more like a jazz improv session. You do not yet know who these people are, or what role your idea could honestly play in their lives. But you can find out. You meet them, you go with the flow, you feel your way forward, and then comes a moment where your ambition for the thing meets their hopes and dreams, and you learn from them how to deliver it. That is the magic you could never have designed. People and ideas, improvising together. Chapter 11. K is for knowledge. Fandom is your journey from data and information into knowledge you can use. K is for knowledge, and here is the honest test. How much do you really know your audience? You have the data and the reams of information, but what of true knowledge? Do you know their hopes and dreams? Have you seen how they live, been to their homes, travelled with them to work? Have you watched them tear up, sharing a loss? Do you know their loves, their beliefs? If you have not done that and more, all you have is data, which means your ideas have no real heart, which means you might sell a few customers, but you will not have fans. I've spent the last decade doing this work for different global artists, brands, and ideas, including healthy aging, and the truth of that domain surprised everyone. Today's over 60s are not retiring from life. They are living like the best is yet to come. Who knew? You only learn that by getting close to your audiences. Knowledge is intimacy. Go and get some. Chapter 12. L is for lens. Fandom is the lens that finds the role you could play in people's lives. L is for lens, and it is the move that unlocks everything. fandom finds the most meaningful role you can play in people's lives. It takes some working out, but you will know when you have got it. Say you are a bank. You will start by saying, your lens is finance. Then ask the testing question, what is the true role of finance in people's lives? Keep crafting, and you might land on financial literacy, because the role money plays depends on how well people understand it. Suddenly, there is a real purpose for a bank. Or a young fashion brand built on workwear. Do not ask what role fashion plays. Ask what role utility fashion can play in modern youth working lives. And the answer opens into a whole new working culture you can be the uniform for. Your lens is never your product. It is the bigger thing your product lives inside. Find that and you have found your cone. Chapter 13. M is for moments. The most meaningful role is knowing the moments when you can play it. M is for moments. When Spotify wanted to understand their audience before going public, we built them a cone engineered around a digital lifestyle. The key was not the map alone. It was surfacing the moments, the specific times in different people's lives where Spotify could genuinely connect. Commuting, families, house parties, the small beats of a day, then innovating product and features to actually be there in those moments. When we started, Spotify had 40 million users. By the time my client collaborator left, 150 million. So, do this for your world. Sketch the mood beats of your audience's lives, the highs, the lows, the in-betweens, across a day, a week, a year, then paint on the moments that relate to you. That is where your most meaningful moments exist. It won't be all the time, but they will be the right moments. Chapter 14, N is for next gen. If 40% of the UK workforce has a passionate side hustle alongside their weekly wage, do you think they want to be customers of anything? No. They're looking for next-gen fandom. N is for next-gen. Business is always looking to the next generations. Future value is setting your brand up to engage and build the next loyal fan base. So get with the most important trend of our times and check the chatter coming out of the next-gen think tanks, the Deloitte Trends Reports, the WEF. 60% of Gen Z want to have an impact on the world with their jobs. For millennials, it's 39%. 50% of millennials think business, more than any other part of society, can achieve the greatest impact on solving society's biggest problems. And environmental awareness is not an advantage anymore. It's expected. This is a revolution in the way we will do business. And it comes down to one line. The defining behaviour of the next generations is going to be fandom, both the brands they want to work for and the brands they want to be fans of. I saw it inside a Cisco education project. A small few know exactly what they want. The other 85% are curious or need direction or just want help. Learn to meet audiences where they are, on purpose, and they will become fans of you. Chapter 15. O is for organization. Fandom matters as much inside your organization as out in fanland. O is for organization because fandom does not stop at the front door. Ask any HR lead and they will tell you the biggest cost right now is finding and keeping good people. In some sectors, churn runs over 150%, enough to make a finance director weep. The answer is internal fandom. Set your culture and your people practices to treat employees like fans. Build community so the right hearts and minds stay. Catch and share the great stories happening inside. Let ideas rise from the bottom and let leaders inspire from the top. So cone your internal audience. Find your core fans within. Co-create with them exactly as you would out in the world. Do not have staff or employees, have fans. Chapter 16. P is for prediction. Answers from what has happened will not predict what is going to happen. Okay, here's where we will be unapologetic. Cohn is not research, and Matt, in the literal sense, is not a researcher. Most research explains what already happened and why. Brilliant, if that is your question. But Matt is an innovator, and innovation is about what is next, different and better. So, fandom looks forward. If you have the data, the Cohn will show you the emerging subcultures down in Fanatic Land, and crucially, which of them are crossing the chasm towards the mass market. That is, the gold. Seeing the new before it arrives. Which means, fandom is not just a lens on culture. It is a way of either helping follow, or better, shape, where culture goes, with you as part of that change. Do not drive forward looking in the mirror. Cohn is you looking through the windscreen. Chapter 17. Q is for quality and quantity. Fandom delivers both fan quality and fan quantity. Some fans will live and breathe your world. They are your quality. Never a huge number, but what they lack in headcount, they make up for in sheer passion. Most fans will not be that into you. They will hear about you, see you around, but your story will not truly land. They are more into the thing itself than the meaning of it. What they lack in passion, they make up for in quantity. Fandom gives you both, and the wisdom to tell them apart, so you can craft the right idea for each, and engage at the level the relationship deserves. Do not force deep meaning on the casual crowd, and do not take your superfans for granted. Read the difference, and serve it. Quality and quantity, each on its own terms. Chapter 18. R is for role. It is not the role of customers in your ideas. It is the role of your ideas in their lives. R is for role, and it is the hardest shift of all. The biggest barrier to fandom is not data or method. It is leaders who have spent careers in glass towers, only ever thinking about the role of customers in their ideas. They will tell you they are customer-centric and mean it, but customer-centricity quietly tricks you into believing people think about your brand as much as you do. They do not. The truth is the reverse. It is not them coming into your world. It is you going out into theirs. And when leaders finally get there, it is a shock because they see that their idea plays almost no role in people's actual lives. That is the real work ahead. Not how people fit your idea, but rather how your idea earns a role in their life. Chapter 19. S is for strategies. Three core fan-making strategies. Start, build, and grow, remake your market, or super fandom. S is for strategies, and there are three ways to make fans. The first, for new ideas, is start, build, and grow. Find your fanatics, co-create with them, give some ideas away, play your early gigs like a band. That builds your base. And the base matters, because without one, you risk being a one-hit wonder. Once you have fanatic momentum, you jump the chasm into enthusiast land. Give them things to discover and spread, and then it is build and grow through small acts of constant innovation. The second strategy for ideas already out there is harder because of all the legacy. Usually you are chasing the wrong people, overserving fanatics who would be with you anyway, or overspending on indifference who will never care. Cohn surfaces a renewed truth, then carries it across the fecky bands, rebuilding the base and market making with the enthusiasts and casuals you have been neglecting. Three is what we call super fandom, local and borderless. It says, find your fanatics and focus only on them, wherever they are. It's not about territories or national borders. It's about connecting with your superfans wherever they are and serving only them. Any other breakout moments or wider fans you might accidentally get is a bonus. Take it, but don't focus on it. So, three possible strategic roads. Pick the one your stage best fits. Chapter 20. T is for target. No one can be for everyone, so choose to truly target your identified someone. Building true fandom means deciding who is actually worth investing in. Fanatics are our kind of people. Stay true to the promise that resonates with them, and they will be super fans for life. If that is all you need, brilliant. But growth mostly always means the mass market, and that begins with the casuals. Going at them directly is expensive because they are casual by definition. So you go obliquely through the enthusiasts. They are the market makers. Win them and they enthuse you to everyone else. So get to know exactly who your enthusiasts are. Connect, co-create, give them real things to discover and share, then give them more. They are the tricky audience you have to keep earning because their curiosity could just as easily wander to someone else. Do not target everyone. Target the someone who carries you to the many. Chapter 21. You is for understanding. Understand yourself and you will come to understand others. You is for understanding. Empathy is the real gold of fandom because it surfaces the insight that predicts which ideas will connect. So the quiet challenge is, how do you grow deeper empathy? The answer I was given over 30 years ago was simple. Come to know yourself and you will know others. That came from an old man named Ray who became my mentor for 25 years. He helped me understand why I did what I did and how to stop the worst of it and start something new. He called it being understanding company, which for us in our fandom works is being open-hearted with others in a spirit of understanding. And then, maybe, they will be open-hearted with you. So learn to be understanding company. Spend real time with your fans, doing what they do, being how they are. People are dying for that kind of understanding. Start by being that for yourself and others. Chapter 22. V is for value. Fandom value is where everyone profits. This question always comes up. Are some fans worth more than others? Yes, of course. But the value curve is not what you would expect. Fanatics love it all and buy it all. Enthusiasts love the new and shout about it as social currency, often without buying much themselves. Casuals trade on that chatter, and they are your doorway to the mass market. Indifferents shop rarely, but when they do, you have broken through to real volume. So, the fandom value curve is one where everyone profits. Fans get what they want at the level they want it. You profit across the cone. And the world profits because brand and fans together make positive dents. One rule from the heat map though, almost all the early value sits with your fanatics, so start for and stay with your superfans. That is where the deep value always is. Chapter 23. W is for win-win. Fandom is win-win, fans co-creating how your brand can be world-changing for you and them. W is for win-win, because that is what fandom really is. A platform where both sides win. The old way of winning was the brand guardians deciding what the brand stood for, aiming it at people, and expecting them to consume. Winning was dictated. Fandom is different. It is more like an artist hitting new heights because they can feel the crowd responding, so artist and fans become one field that lifts them both. Brands win the same way, through co-creation. Hypothesize your lens and map your audience. Co-create with real fans to bring the map to life. Let them show you what your thing is truly about. Turn those stories into insight and renewed truth and ideas that play a real role. Build and grow your fans to win for them and for you. And do it inside the organization too. Win-win, inside and out. Chapter 24. X is for X Factor. The irrational, unpredictable spark that fandom throws up. X is for X Factor, the irrational, unpredictable spark fandom keeps throwing up. We ran a reality TV cone for American Idol, and something we did not expect surfaced. The mums. They adored one of the judges, Simon Cowell. Two reasons. He told the truth, however harsh. And they believed, deep down, that his harshness was well meant. That combination, hard truth that feels like it is on your side, turned out to be a powerful emergent thing in the culture. But the bigger gift came from a single line one of the mums said. In a co-creation session, she spoke up and boldly stated, "It is us mums who rock the cradle of America's next idol." Wow, it turned out the show was the one primetime moment in the home that the whole family sat together. And for mums, it was not really about the singing. It was a way to talk to their own kids about what they would put everything on the line for. 40 million fans watching every week, built on a moment like that. The X Factor is the thing you can never predict. But if you are close enough, you can catch it. Chapter 25. Y is for yearly. Run Kone across a year-long creative calendar. It is the secret to real fandom. Y is for yearly. And this is one of the great secrets. We did it at BBC Radio 1, and it worked beyond all expectation. Same at Sony, Dunhill, Random House, Warner, Spotify. Here is the move. People's lives have a rhythm. Seasons, school, holidays, festivals, the same beats roughly repeating year on year. So, once you have your cone and your lifestyle moments, plot those moments straight onto next year's calendar. When does each peak moment meet your audience's lives, month by month? Then choose, because you cannot chase them all, which moments you will go after for each audience, and what strategy each one needs. Hand the months out to your teams as projects, using moment insights to innovate targeted ideas for those moments. That is exactly how Radio 1 got 5 million new fans. So, fandom is not so much a campaign, it is a calendar. Chapter 26, Z is for Zeitgeist. Fandom captures the zeitgeist to put your ideas at the heart of culture.
Okay, it's Matt, and I'm back to help close us out of this A to Z journey. Now that you are fandom literate, here is the truth about why I love this work. It was never just about fans. It is cultural innovation, working with the spirit of the moment and what is coming next. Fandom grew out of my fascination with how entertainment soundtracks and shapes the culture around us. Radio 1, Sony, Warner, Spotify. It was always about scoring the zeitgeist or setting up to score the one we could see coming. The rise of brand purpose opens that same door for everyone. A while back it was Nike with the girl effect, Patagonia and 1% for the planet, Oatly and the post-cow generation. Recently it was Charlie XCX and Brat. It was Taylor and the Eras concerts. At the 2026 FIFA World Cup, it was Nike versus Adidas. The brands of the future will not just respond to change, they will activate for it. Somewhere in that mix is the next zeitgeist, and the ones who get there first will catch the fandom already waiting to engage. That is the whole game. Read the moment and then innovate to make the next one. Chapter 27, last words. You came in speaking about customers, you leave speaking fandom. That was the whole point of the A to Z, not a glossary, but rather a new language for this work. Audiences and fans. Propensities, not demographics. Stories, not ads. The words change how you see, and how you see changes what you build. Here is what I know, after more than 25 years of it. The future of fandom is deep, local, and borderless. It does not belong to the biggest budget or the loudest launch. It belongs to the people who build it. That could be you. So this is where the language becomes the craft. The A to Z taught you to speak fandom. The Super Fandom program teaches you to build it. the full self-paced library, the playbook, and the client cases. Cone, the method I have used for the world's biggest names, made self-paced and put in your hands. And the AI coaching prompts, so your own AI that you prefer, can learn to build it right alongside you. You have the words now. Come and build the worlds. Check superfandom.ai for more. And thanks for listening. And whatever it is you are building, I wish you the best fandom for it. As we say down where I'm from, Ngā mihi nui, go well always. See you on the other side.